听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English at the mall. My name is Jack. It's great to see all of you here today. Now, in today's lesson, I am going to visit Amy at the clothing store. My mom's birthday is coming up soon, and I want to buy a nice present for her. But I'm not really sure what I should get. Well, maybe Amy can help me today. Well, can you help me with something? Can you help me find the answer to the find it question? Here it is. What does Jack want to buy? What does Jack want to buy? What do I want to buy? Well, listen carefully and you'll find the answer to that question. But before we do that, let's go visit Christina at the information desk.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Christina， 欢迎来到 information desk。Jack 妈妈的生日快到了，她今天来到 Amy 的服装店，希望能够挑一件合适的礼物。Let's take a look at the keywords.Design, 设计 design. Alex 是一个室内设计师 He designed all the rooms in my house. Shirt, 衬衫 shirt. How many shirts do you have? Ugly, 丑的 ugly. 相信大家都听过丑小鸭变成天鹅的故事。丑小鸭就是 ugly duckling. Dress, 洋装或连身裙Dress. 当你赞美一个女生穿裙子很好看，可以说 You look great in that dress. Opinion. 意见 Opinion. Jack 对很多事情都有意见。He has an opinion on everything. 希望他今天能够快一点找到合适的礼物。Well, let's go to the clothing store. 去瞧瞧吧。
Conversation A.
Hey, Amy. You look happy.
Oh, hi, Jack. I'm designing some clothes. I'm having so much fun.
Really? That's great. You'll be a good designer someday.
I would love that. Can I help you with anything?
I want to buy something for my mom. Her birthday is coming soon.
What does your mom like?
She likes clothes.
Hello, friends. Here we are, and I'm glad to be here. My name is Tom. I'm here with Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Tom. It's always good to be here at the mall.
Yes, it is. And friends, we have something interesting here in this conversation. Already, we have found the answer to today's Find It.Question. The question is, what does Jack want to buy?
What does Jack want to buy? Jack wants to buy something for his mom.
And Andrea, why does Jack want to buy something for his mom?
Well, Jack's mom's birthday is coming soon.So her birthday will be maybe in a few days or a week. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. If something is coming soon, that means it's not right now, but you don't have to wait too long. It's coming soon.
You can say the new Anne Hathaway movie is coming soon. I'm sure Tom is excited about that. Or Susie's trip is coming soon.She still has a lot to plan.
Anne Hathaway. Or you can say, the restaurant is coming soon. The restaurant is not here at the mall yet, but soon there will be a new restaurant. This restaurant is coming soon. Well, Jack is in a clothing store, and he's looking for clothes for his mom. And Amy is designing clothes. Friends, let's look at this keyword, design. Say it with me, design. When you design something, that means you use your mind to create something. So if you are designing clothes, that means you are making clothes a certain way. You design it.
So when you design something, you can draw a picture of it or make a plan. You design something that you want to make or build. So Amy is designing clothes. She is drawing pictures of different clothes and trying to think of what she can make sometime.
And you can design different things. You can design clothes. You can design a house. You can design pictures. You can design things on the internet. There are many things to design. And Andrea, would you help us review this keyword, design?
I would love to. Design. Design. Mandy designed a really cool jacket. Now let us continue with conversation B.
Conversation B.
What kind of clothes are you looking for?
I don't know. My mom loves purple. Do you have any purple clothes?
Yes. Here are some purple shirts. Ooh, isn't this one pretty?
I guess so, but I don't really like the design.
Okay. Well, what do you think of this one?
It's kind of ugly.
Ugly? Okay.
Well, Amy is trying to help Jack find something that his mom would like and also something that Jack likes. She starts the conversation by saying, "What kind of clothes are you looking for? What kind of clothes are you looking for?" Well, friends, if you go into a clothing store, a salesperson might ask you this. What kind of clothes are you looking for? You can say, I'm looking for clothes for a party, or I'm looking for clothes to exercise in.
What kind of clothes are you looking for? And there are many other kinds of stores, right? A salesperson from another store might ask, what kind of TV are you looking for? Right? So what kind of clothes are you looking for? And Jack is looking for something purple. He says that his mom likes purple.
And Amy does have some purple shirts. And shirt is a key word. Now, a shirt is something that you wear on the top part of your body. Your shirt can be fancy or your shirt can be plain. Your shirt can have short sleeves or your shirt can have long sleeves.
If you are wearing a shirt, then you can say, I am wearing this shirt, or I put this shirt on this morning. And Jack thinks that this shirt looks kind of ugly.
Well, Jack is sharing how he feels, but maybe that's not the nicest way to say you don't like something. Our keyword here is ugly. Now, we use this word to talk about something that is not beautiful or not nice to look at. But friends, this isn't a very nice word to use, so you have to be careful with it.
That's right. I don't think it's very nice if someone tells somebody else they are ugly. That's not a good thing to do. Don't say you are ugly.
But if you are talking about a thing, you might think it's ugly, but you can also try to think of another way to show you don't like something, and we'll be talking about a few more ways, so stay with us. Let's review our keywords now. Shirt. Shirt. That is a beautiful shirt. It looks great on Tammy.
Ugly. Ugly. This hat is ugly. I will not wear it. Well, friends, let's continue with conversation C.
Conversation C.
Maybe we should look at dresses for your mom. Does she like dresses?
I think so.
Okay. Would your mom like any of these dresses?
I'm not sure. Do you like any of them?
I love this one because it's so beautiful.
Really? I don't like that dress at all.
Jack!
What? Sorry, I'm just telling you my opinion.
Well, we do find out in this conversation that Jack's mom likes dresses, or he thinks that she likes dresses. Friends, let's look at this key word, dress. A dress is something that a girl or a woman will wear, and dresses look very nice. They are usually one piece of clothing, so it's not like a shirt and pants that are two pieces, but a dress is one piece, and the bottom is usually big and flowing. A dress.
A dress starts at the top part of a woman's body when you put it on, and it can go to her knees or even longer than that. So a dress is kind of like a shirt and a skirt that is put together in one piece. I like to wear dresses. There are different kinds of dresses. Maybe a fancy dress, like a wedding dress. That's a dress that you wear on your wedding day. Or you might have a dress for a party or a dress to wear to work.
And Amy has a dress, but Jack doesn't really like it. He shares his opinion. Friends, let's learn this keyword, opinion. Your opinion is what you think about something.
So you can ask someone, what's your opinion, when you want to know what they think about it. Well, friends, in my opinion,
yes?
It's important to review our keywords, so let's do that now. Dress. Dress. Lisa likes to wear dresses to work and to church.
Opinion. Opinion. What do you think about this? I want to hear your opinion. Well, friends, what do you think about this? I think it's time to take a break. That's good.
Let's go.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. So, what do you think? Did you like today's lesson? Well, I hope so, because we're going to review it one more time. Let's go. Hey, Amy. You look happy.
Oh, hi, Jack. I'm designing some clothes. I'm having so much fun.
Really? That's great. You'll be a good designer someday.
I would love that. Can I help you with anything?
I want to buy something for my mom. Her birthday is coming soon.
What does your mom like?
She likes clothes.
What kind of clothes are you looking for?
I don't know. My mom loves purple. Do you have any purple clothes?
Yes. Here are some purple shirts. Ooh, isn't this one pretty?
I guess so, but I don't really like the design.
Okay. Well, what do you think of this one?
It's kind of ugly.
Ugly? Okay. Maybe we should look at dresses for your mom. Does she like dresses?
I think so.
Okay. Would your mom like any of these dresses?
I'm not sure. Do you like any of them?
I love this one because it's so beautiful.
Really? I don't like that dress at all.
Jack!
What? Sorry, I'm just telling you my opinion.
Hello, 欢迎再次回到 Information Desk. 今天 Jack 来到 Amy 的店里，他想要帮妈妈挑一件礼物，因为妈妈的生日快到了。我们常常说暑假快到了，或圣诞节快到了。这个快到了，英文到底怎么说呢？今天 Jack 就说了，他说 Her birthday is coming soon. 啊，原来这个 is coming soon 就是用来表达我们说的快到了。所以我们可以说 Summer is coming soon， 或者是New Year's holiday is coming soon. 今天 Amy 很热心的跟 Jack 介绍他们的产品，希望可以挑一个礼物送给他妈妈。可是 Jack 看了好像都不太喜欢耶。不过他的反应也太伤人了。他居然说 It's kind of ugly, 很丑。然后又说 I don't like that at all. 我一点都不喜欢。虽然我们听外国人讲话都会比较直接、坦率一点，可是像 Jack 这样的反应应该是很没礼貌了吧？其实比较之下，外国人真的是比我们更能够直接的说出心里的想法，不过表达的方式还是可以修饰一下的。通常委婉有礼貌就是最高原则。今天要来学几个句子，帮助我们在不同的情况下还是可以很有礼貌的表达出来。首先 ,but, but, 但是这个字很好用。一般来说要先赞同接纳对方的想法再说出自己的想法。比如说对方建议大家周末出去郊游，可是你觉得天气实在太热了，就可以说 That's a very good idea, but it'll be too hot. 又或者有人说 Emma 店里的咖啡最好喝了，可是你觉得茶更好喝，就可以说Maybe, but I think iced tea is even better. 再举一个例子，为了表达你不同的意见，可以先说 I understand your point. 我明白你的看法。I understand your point. But they might not like it. 这个 but 是不是很好用呢？其实今天 Jack 的回答也不是全错，他还有几个委婉不错的答复，比如 Amy 问他Isn't this one pretty? 他其实觉得不好看，就说 I guess so, but I don't really like the design. 所以要领就是先肯定，再说出自己不同的意见。另外，当 Amy 问他 Would your mom like any of these dresses? 他回答 I'm not sure. 这个 I'm not sure 也是不赞同的时候可以采用的一个比较委婉的表达方式。学习语文除了学会单字和文法之外，也要学习说话的文化和适当性哦。So thank you for joining us today. I'll see you again tomorrow.
Super Sentence Man.
Hello everyone. My name is Karen, and I am the information lady here. Are you looking for something?I can help you find it. Are you lost? I can tell you where to go. Need help? I'm the person to talk to. Ask me a question, and I have the answer.
Hi.
Oh, hello, sir. How can I help you today?
I'm looking for something.
Yes?
I want to buy some things.
Good, sir. That's great. Now...How do you want to...
What?
I mean, what? Yes, what? What do you... What do you... Oh, I give up. Super Sentence Man!
I knew you would need my help. I was right over there waiting for you to ask. Right.Well, here's a super sentence just for you. What kind of things are you looking for?
Yes! What kind of things are you looking for?
Great! Now you try a few. What kind of something are you looking for?
All right, how about this? What kind of TV are you looking for?
Good, what kind of TV are you looking for? A big one.
Okay, well, what kind of a house are you looking for?
Good, good. What kind of house are you looking for? A fancy one. All right, now, what super sentence will you use with this, handsome young man?
Okay, sir. Here's my question for you. What kind of things are you looking for?
I'm looking for a fish.
A fish? Let's see here. There you go. A fish. You need to find the ocean. It's that way.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that, my friends, is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Yes, I must be on my way. Bye-bye.
What do you think of this one?
What do you think of this one?
你觉得这张怎么样?
Look at these old photos.
Yes, they're nice.
What do you think of this one?
It's okay.
Oh, what do you think of this one?
Not bad.
And what do you think of this one?
Oh, I really like that one. It's the best one.
Why do you like this one?
Because that's me.
Oh, yeah, that is you. What do you think of this one?
What do you think of this one?
你觉得这张怎么样?
Are you ready? Are you ready for the question of the day? Well, here it is. Do you like to tell your opinion to other people? Why or why not? Let's say it again. Do you like to tell your opinion to other people? Why or why not? Tom, what do you think? Do you like to tell your opinion to other people?
That's a pretty good question. If it's something good, then I like to tell my opinion to other people. But if it's something bad, then maybe I won't tell them unless they are good friends of mine. Because, Emma, in my opinion, you should be able to tell your good friends something, whether it's good or bad.
Oh, that's a great answer. Do you agree with his answer? What's your opinion? Ask your friends that question. Do you like to tell your opinion to other people? And we will see you next time on Let's Talk in English at The Mall.
Bye-bye.